Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom.
We're going to have a unit about news today, aren't we?
Yes, it's our News Digest today, and we're talking about something called the TPP. And when I first saw this title, I thought, oh, is there another new political party in Taiwan, the TPP instead of the DPP?
Oh.
No, this is something else. This is the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is a kind of pact or an agreement or a deal in which countries out here in the Pacific area will be uniting to cut tariffs and taxes and stuff and have free trade and things like that.
Yeah. So it could be helpful to the countries involved. We'll see what happens. But one of the things I really hate is when I buy things from outside of Taiwan and have them shipped in, I get charged these huge custom fees and tariffs. It's horrible. Especially shoes, guys. If they find out your shoes were made in China, watch out. Ooh. You get charged double.
Yeah, watch out for that. So it's always best to try to bring them back with you when you're traveling.
Oh, in the suitcase, yeah.
Yes, they don't always check your suitcases for stuff like
that. Oh, they don't. No, they can't. They can't.
I guess it's okay to bring it back.
They can't.
Yes, if you have it shipped, you do have to pay taxes or a tariff.
Customs.
As it's
Customs
referred
fees,
to.
Yeah.
Custom fees, indeed.
Yeah.
So, indeed, that's what we're going to be talking about today, this TPP that's going on. But it hasn't been implemented yet because countries have to agree to it. And it could be quite some time before it actually begins. But we're going to talk about it anyway here, so let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents of our article right now.
Twelve nations reached a consensus on terms for the largest international trade agreement in several decades on October 5th, 2015. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP, is a landmark pact that will cut tariffs in 12 countries. Participants include the U.S., Japan, Malaysia, Vietnam, Singapore, Brunei, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Mexico, Chile, and Peru. The deal could have a huge impact on everyday life, as it will affect about 40% of the world economy. Although a framework for the TPP has been set, there are still some hurdles left to overcome. The biggest complaint, however, is the secretive process in which negotiations have been conducted. Many citizens feel they have been left in the dark about the agreement's key issues, ones that certainly will affect their livelihoods. Moreover, lawmakers in TPP countries also need to approve the deal, which could take months, if not years. One nation noticeably absent from the TPP is China. Observers believe this was a strategic move designed in order to limit China's ability to dictate terms to the world economy. Although China was invited to participate, it declined to avoid severe restrictions that would be placed on the country's financial sector. In contrast, Taiwan is eager to join the TPP as the move would make Taiwanese products more competitive abroad and decrease its economic dependence on China. Those in favor of the TPP believe that it will create massive opportunities for economic growth for all nations involved. However, not everyone is of the same opinion. Some people are concerned it will lead to more jobs being outsourced overseas. Others fear it will only benefit big corporations and international capital at the expense of the environment and local industries, especially agriculture. It seems that there is a long way to go before it is fully understood and accepted.
Okay, let's talk about our article, shall we? And the title here is TPP Set to Reshape the World Economy. It's going to reshape it. It's going to make it into a different kind of shape, or it's going to make it kind of new and interesting. Let's begin by talking about the first paragraph here. It says, 12 nations, or 12 countries, reached a consensus on terms for the largest international trade agreement in several decades on October 5th, 2015, which was just a couple of months ago last year. So they have reached a consensus. A consensus is basically just a general agreement, okay? A consensus. It's basically an agreement, but it's a general one, and it's not very specific just yet.
Nope, but they have general agreement on terms inside this trade agreement. The terms are just the different things they're proposing that these countries have agreed to generally. It hasn't been enacted yet, so I'm sure there are some things that are still going to be manipulated or changed a little bit before it is finalized. It's called the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or short for TPP. That's its acronym. You'll probably see and hear about that more in Taiwan, at least, than the full name, which is kind of hard to say, Trans-Pacific Partnership. Trans means across. So it's a partnership with countries that are crossed from each other in the Pacific Ocean. If you look down there, you'll see a lot of countries you recognize here in Asia. But we also have some countries in Central America, too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And this particular partnership is a landmark pact. Landmark means it's very significant. It hasn't really been done before. A landmark usually is some kind of object in a place that you can recognize, and it helps you find your way around. Like Taipei 101 is a big landmark here in Taipei. And in this particular case, though, landmark just means it's pretty significant and it hasn't happened before. And this is a landmark pact. A pact is basically a formal agreement between different people, different countries, different companies, whatever.
That's right. And this pact says within it that they're going to cut tariffs in 12 countries. We kind of talked about the tariffs that we have to pay before we actually read the article. It's a tax that you have to pay on a particular class of imports, some type of product. It's not all products. For example, I mentioned shoes. In Taiwan, there's a tariff on shoes from China. So if you buy shoes that are made in China, you have to pay extra money to bring them in. If they're made, for example, in America, I wouldn't have to pay twice the amount. So these tariffs are to protect that local industry. So Taiwan thinks, hey, we have great shoes here too. You should buy ours. Don't be importing them. And it's to discourage people from importing goods. They want people to buy locally. That's why they put these tariffs on certain items.
Indeed. And in that case, yes, it is protecting Taiwan's shoe industry. I certainly like shoes made here in Taiwan. They keep my feet nice and comfy, help me hike mountains and go traveling. I look my best at business meetings. But in any case here, yes, this landmark decision or this pact or agreement will cut those tariffs, will slice those tariffs in 12 countries. And the people participating, or rather the countries participating, include the U.S., Japan, Malaysia, Vietnam, Singapore, Brunei. Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Mexico, Chile, and Peru. I just wanted to say them as fast as I could here. A participant.
Yeah, that's not as clear, though, right?
It's not as clear, but yeah, there are 12 countries there. And if you want to know exactly what they are, you can check it out yourself. But basically, they include some countries here in Asia and, of course, the U.S. And then we've got some down in Central America and South America as well. And these are the participants. That is a person, or in this case, a country that takes part in some kind of agreement, some kind of activity. I was a participant in the school play, for example.
You were? Wow. Or maybe you have participated in some running races where you run a marathon or half a marathon. Participants all receive their numbers that they wear while they're running, things like that. Well, people are saying this deal could have a huge impact on everyday life because it's going to affect about 40% of the world economy, which is quite a big deal if you think about it. An impact here is a noun. It's the action of something actually coming into contact with another thing. For example, if you have a car wreck, one car will impact another. That's the verb form. So it's going to have a big influence, you could say. So it's going to really have a big influence on everyday life, which means ordinary citizens like you and me, we're going to feel it. Hopefully it'll make the things we buy cheaper.
Yeah, is it going to mean that shoes will come down in price and you won't be able to buy shoes made in Taiwan? In Taiwan, is that what it's going to mean? We don't quite know that, but so we're going to move on now to the next paragraph. It says, although a framework for the TPP has been set, there are still some hurdles left to overcome. So here we've got a framework, which is kind of a foundational structure for something. We don't really have all the details set up, but we've got the basic format. It's an essential supporting structure, usually for a building or something like that. Cars have frameworks as well. It's just the basic assembly, and then you start putting the other things on top of that. So yes, they've got this framework. It has been set. It has been determined, but there are still some obstacles. There are some hurdles left to overcome. A hurdle is usually some kind of frame that a runner jumps over in a track and field race, the 400-meter hurdles, I believe it is. And in this case, though, a hurdle is just something that kind of gets in your way and you have to go over it, you have to go around it, you have to face it and deal with it.
You sure do. I wasn't very good at hurdles. I usually fell down when I tried to jump over them.
Yeah,
your legs get a lot of bruises. Now, the biggest complaint, however, is the secretive process in which negotiations have been conducted. I watch a lot of news that comes from the U.S., and this is a big complaint from U.S. citizens. Our government didn't want to tell anybody what was in the agreement. We still don't know, which is kind of frustrating since the government's supposed to be our government and represent us, so be careful. A complaint is something that someone's unhappy about. If you stay at a hotel and you don't think the service is very good, you might want to complain. That's the verb form. And if you complain, you have a complaint, which is the noun form. And it's something secretive, of course. People aren't told the details. They don't know what's going on. So the whole process has been really secretive, where they've had negotiations in private, and then after the negotiations have been over, they don't tell us what went on in those negotiations. When you negotiate, that's a verb form, you discuss things with someone and you each have different things that you would like to have. And sometimes you give a little because your partner will take a little. So you give a little and then they take a little and give a little. So you don't all get what you want, but eventually you can reach this consensus or general agreement we talked about earlier.
Through negotiations, right, and you need to negotiate. And we use the word conduct here as the verb. That just means to carry out some kind of activity, to conduct a survey, for example, or in this case, to conduct negotiations. Okay, that brings us to the halfway point right now. We're going to take a little bit of a breather right now and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第三个单元的文章。好，我们要来看新闻。今天的标题呢，有一个缩写叫 TPP。TPP 代表什么？我们这篇文章里面就会告诉大家。那在第一段里面，他就提到了，这呢其实是有12个国家，这几十年来一个非常大规模的国际贸易协定条款。那么现在呢，他们已经 reached a consensus。我们先看这个片语 ，reach a consensus 就表示达成共识。那后面呢，如果你还有要谈是哪一个主题上的共识，你会用介系词 on。像这边是说达成共识，如果到后面呢提到的是 conclusion， 达到某一个结论， a decision， 达到某一个决定或者下了某一个决定，或者是说 agreement， 这都是可以的，意思都很像，达成共识，达成决议，做成了决定。这边呢还有后面要注意的，就是我们刚刚才提这个 TPP 代表什么，这里就告诉你其实它代替的是 Trans-Pacific Partnership， 中文翻译成跨太平洋伙伴关系。那这里我们要留意到，其实这个 T-Trans这个字首，它是一个拉丁的字根，代表的就是 across， 有跨越、横跨、 beyond 或 through 这样子的解释，所以这也就是为什么有些字，比如说我们提到比较常见的 transcontinental 表示跨越各大陆各大洲的，或是 transfer 你加一个 fer 那就表示说它是转移从 A 到 B， 所以它有一种移动跨越的意思。接下来呢，我们就要来看这个 TPP 它的架构之下到底有什么的困难。在第二段里面呢，就说到呢，尽管说已经有 TPP 的架构了，可是有一些要克服的困难在哪里呢？其实有很多人呢，最不满的就是这个协商整个过程呢，好像是一个很秘密的过程。好，我们先看这里呢，他说到的The secretive process in which negotiations have been conducted. 到这里为止呢，中间提到秘密过程，然后在这个当中的过程里面，有很多的协商在进行。那这个 in which， 我们留意到它前面到底代替的是什么？它指的是那个过程。我们知道要加介系词 in 在这边的原因，就是因为我们是在说在这个过程里，所以其实在讲的是 in the process。 介系词偏语后面再加冠带，这样的用法要特别留意。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson, everybody. We're talking about the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but some people are against it, some people support it, but let's continue talking about this. There's one little bit of a problem here. Many citizens in all of these countries, basically, feel that they have been left in the dark about the agreement's key issues. If you're left in the dark, that means you just don't know about these things. No one has told you the key issues or the key ideas, the important ideas, how this is going to affect them. They just don't know, and these are key issues that certainly will affect their livelihoods. And your livelihood is just the way in which you live, how you make your money, how you go to work, what job you have, where you live, what you have to pay for, etc. Those are all part of your livelihood.
Yeah, it's how you make a living. We'll often say that. How do you make your living? How do you make a living? Oh, my salary's so low. It's hard to have enough to pay all my bills. So it could affect their livelihoods. And that's not a good thing. We're hoping that the jobs in our own countries don't get exported to other countries, because sometimes if you can make products cheaper, a company will move their facilities and their factories away. So we don't want that. Oh, by the way, I just bought something from the U.S. and had it shipped here.
Yeah.
And it's made in Taiwan.
Wow.
Yay!
They still make quite a lot of good products here in Taiwan. Send them to the U.S. People in Taiwan buy them, and then they're shipped right on back here. My bicycle was made in Taiwan as well.
Yay.
But in any case here, it goes on to say, moreover, lawmakers in TPP countries also need to approve the deal, which could take months, if not years. So we're talking about lawmakers, people who work for the government, the representatives, the senators, the representatives, etc. All the lawmakers in these different countries need to approve the deal. If you approve it, that means you say, yes, it's okay, we accept it, we agree to it, it's satisfactory. But this, of course, could take a long time. There's going to be debates in parliaments all over the place, in Japan and the U.S. and Mexico. They're all going to discuss this and say, hey, is this good for us?
Yeah.
Or is this just some kind of deal in which the U.S. is trying to take advantage of us? They're all going to discuss this for months on end, maybe even years.
Well, one nation that's noticeably absent, noticeably means it's very clear that something is true. Absent means you're not present, you're not attending. If you're absent from school, the teacher notices. Well, one nation that's not participating in the TTP is China. Now, observers, people who are watching this deal, believe this was a strategic move, something they did on purpose. that they felt was going to help them. It's designed in order to limit China's ability to dictate terms to the world economy. If you dictate terms, it means you tell other people what you want, and you don't listen to what they want at all. You tell them because you're a dictator. You have all the power. Well, although China was invited to participate, China, the country, it declined to avoid severe restrictions that would be placed on the country's financial sector. Their government is communist-driven, and so their government controls their financial sector. It's not a free market, so they didn't want the restrictions that would have been placed on their own economy and market. If you decline something, you say, no, no thank you, I'm not interested. So they declined or said they weren't interested in participating. And a restriction is something that keeps you from doing all that you want. It limits your freedom. It limits how much you could buy, or it limits some sort of condition. You might have restrictions on your diet. The doctor may tell you, hey, don't eat so much sugar, or hey, don't eat so much salt. So those are types of restrictions. They didn't want those limitations on their financial sector or their financial industry.
Which has to do with his finances, of course, so they don't want that controlled. They want to do their own thing. And in contrast, Taiwan is eager to join the TPP, as the move would make Taiwanese products more competitive abroad and decrease its economic dependence on China. So unlike China, Taiwan is eager to join. So in contrast, unlike China, Taiwan is really eager to join. If you're eager, you really want to do something. I'm really eager to try the food at that new restaurant, for example. And they think that this move or this decision would make the products made in Taiwan more competitive abroad. The various products that Taiwan produces, motherboards and stuff like that, would be able to sell better in other countries if they join this pact. Competitive means that means you have a good position in the free market. You can sell your products pretty well and you can make a ton of money.
Well, those in favor or those who support the TPP believe that it will create massive opportunities for economic growth for all the nations that are jumping on board. Now, if you're in favor of something, it means you support it. You're in agreement. You're positive toward whatever you're talking about. So those who like the TPP or those who approve of the TPP, they think it's going to create massive opportunities. Massive is a word that means huge. So a lot of opportunities, we hope, because right now the world's economy in general is just really, really slow and not so good. So we're hoping things pick up.
Indeed. And however, not everyone is of the same opinion. Okay, that means not everybody agrees. Some people are concerned or they are worried that this particular agreement will lead to more jobs being outsourced overseas. And that's a big problem these days. A lot of jobs just simply go to countries where the labor is cheaper. People in the United States, of course, are worried about this as well. I got my brother-in-law who works in New York is always worried that his job is going to be outsourced to somebody in India and he's going to have to move to Nebraska or someplace like that and work on a farm or something like that. So people are definitely worried about this, jobs being outsourced, sent to other places where the labor is cheaper.
And others fear it will only benefit big corporations, big companies, and international capital at the expense of the environment and local industries, especially agriculture, which is so important. Capital here means money. It doesn't mean the big city with the government in particular states or countries. For example, I would say Taipei is probably the capital of Taiwan. This is where our government's located. But here, capital actually means cash, means money. If something is done at the expense of something else, it means that thing hurts what follows. So something is done to benefit big corporations and international capital, but it's going to hurt the environment and local industries. So maybe that could be the case. I'm worried about jobs being outsourced. That's my big concern.
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen. And, of course, farmers might suffer from this as well. Cheaper rice or grain will come in from other countries and, say, local rice here in Taiwan will just not be able to compete and stuff like that. And it seems that there is still a long way to go before it is fully understood and accepted. So, yes, they need to debate this agreement in various governments all over the place. So, yes, it hasn't been accepted yet, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens. That brings us to the end of our discussion. We need to listen to our Chinese teacher one more time.
好，我们继续来看，他说到了过程是很秘密的，很多人就觉得他们是被蒙在鼓里。这边有一个文法上我们注意一下，提到说有关于这个协议里面的 key issues， key issues 指的就是重要议题、关键议题。那这个关键议题逗点后面再接着写 ones that certainly will affect their livelihoods。我们注意到这个地方的 ones 它其实可以当代名词，可是它代替的呢到底是什么？以这个前后文来看，这个 ones 其实就是指前面的这个名词 key issues。 这些 key issues 的内容我们并不清楚，但是这些 issues 很明显的是会影响到这些人的生计，所以我们要了解 ones 后面加一个关系词句，但是这个 ones 它基本上就是一个代名词的用法。好咯，继续往下，下面呢就说到这个困难，有些人觉得这是一个秘密过程，并不清楚内容为何。另外一个问题就在于参加国他们自己的立法者也可能还要经过一番核准的功夫，这时间可要花得非常的久。我们再来看看另外一个现象，大家比较好奇的是有一个国家并不在这12个国家里面，那就是中国。为什么会这样？观察者的看法是，这可能是一个 strategic move。 好，我们先看到 move 这个字呢，如果当名词，其实它就像在下棋的时候，你的一动，你跳舞的舞步动作都可以叫 move， 所以这个 a strategic move 指的就是一个策略之举。谈到 TPP， 有赞成的人，有反对人，大家的意见并不一致。这边有一个片语就是提到说 Not everyone is of the same opinion。 好，我们要了解到咯， of 其实这个介系词很有趣，它后面加一个名词，往往整个就当形容词的意涵，表示有什么特质的。如果说两个人 ofThe same opinion 就是两个人呢 have the same opinion， 意见一致。当然有些片语很像，比如说你说到两个人 are of the same age， 那就表示说两个人年纪一样。再来最后就说到了有赞成有反对的人，那反对的人呢，他们是担心说 TPP 可能对大公司对国际资本有好处，但是会怎么样？会牺牲环境，牺牲当地的产业，所以为什么付出一个代价来？这个有个偏语就是 at the expense of， 以什么为代价。好，我们今天的讲解就到此结束，谢谢大家。
That's it for today. Thank you for joining us, everybody, and please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.